Drasha for Seder Vayera, Tavshin Samach Dalet. There are two mitzvahs that are alluded to in the beginning of this Sedra. The first is Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, Rashi says, to visit Avraham Avinu, who was sick after his Bris Milah. And the Sefer Charedim says, that's why it says, Vayera Elav Hashem, and doesn't mention Avraham Avinu, that one shouldn't think that God came out of honor to Avraham Avinu, but to teach us that any sick person deserves to be visited. And the second mitzvah is Hachnosis Orchim, the receiving of guests that Avraham Avinu did to the three angels. We need to understand why Bikur Cholim we learn from what Hashem did to Avraham, whereas Hachnosis Orchim we learn from what Avraham did to his guests. Also, the mitzvah Bikur Cholim is alluded to, the Gemara says, in Bava Kamma and in Bava Metzia, from the sentence, V'hodat Elohem et haderech yel asher yel chuba. So the Gemara says, V'hodat Elohem zeh beis chayehem. Let them know that which brings them life. Rashi in one place says that is Torah learning. In another place, Rashi says that it is earning a living. One physical life, one spiritual life. Asher yelchu zehu bikur cholim. That they will walk in, that refers to bikur cholim. For the main thing of bikur cholim is going to visit the sick person. And here we have a difference, a fundamental difference. Bikur cholim, the main idea is to go to the sick person. Hachnosas Orchim is to stay and have the guests come to you. You have to understand also, if the whole idea of Bikur Cholim is to serve the person who's sick, to pray for him, and to try to make his condition better and to heal him, then the whole concept of God visiting the sick doesn't make sense, because God could have healed Avraham Avinu and not left him be sick. Instead, he sent an angel to heal him, and he came to visit him, leaving him sick for the time being. What kind of Bikur Cholim was that? One possible way of understanding this is based on the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Ma'aseh b'talmid echad mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva, shechola, lo nichnasu chachamim levakro. That one of Rabbi Akiva's students got sick, and the other students and the Chachamim did not go to visit him. Nichnas Rabbi Akiva Levakro. So Rabbi Akiva went to visit him. Uveshvil shekibdo v'ripzo lefanav chayim. And because the simple translation is that he mopped the floors and took care of the needs of the sick person, he lived. The Lakute Basa Lakute brings a question from the Yalkut HaGershuni, how Rabbi Akiva could do such menial tasks. This was a lowering of Kavod HaTorah. He wasn't allowed to serve his student. And the truth is, I don't understand the question, because here it was clear that he was doing it for the sake of the mitzvah, and it was a mitzvah that no one else was ready to do. So, and it also, it was bordering on danger to life, since the person was sick. And Rabbi Akiva himself said that by what he did, he gave the person life. Seems to imply that his life was in danger. Under all these circumstances, one is for sure allowed to do things that normally would be demeaning and not Kavod HaTorah, but here it's clear it's for the sake of a mitzvah, for the sake of saving a life. It clearly would be okay. So the Lakute Basa Lakute answers that the Sheilta has a different version of this Gemara. That Rabbi Akiva kibdo, he honored him by going to see him, and then when the other people saw that Rabbi Akiva had honored him, they took care of him and did all these menial tasks. That's exactly what happened over here. Kodesh Baruch Hu came to visit Avraham and show that he deserved such honor that then the angel came to heal him. But I think more in line with what is true, I think we have to understand this whole idea of Bikur Cholim through HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Achnos HaSorchim in a different way. The Maharami Prague in the Dorin says that the whole idea of sickness is against nature. It's considered like a partial death, and that which a person goes to visit a person who is sick, that in itself is like praying for him to be alive, because the actual going shows that I'm concerned about the other person's life. Now, God feeds and takes care of the needs of all life. And therefore, God is the ultimate machnis oreach. He receives us all as his guests in this world and takes care of our needs on a regular basis. And this is the idea of v'hodat Elohem beis chayehem, Torah and a profession, right? That's the derech of gemilas chasadim, that we have to follow the ways of God. Since God takes care of the world constantly, there will be a place to say that we don't have to take care of guests, because God's taking care of that. That's the natural process of God taking care of the needs of the world. So why does a person have to do what God does anyway? So that's why we have to learn Hachnosos Orchim from the fact that Avram did bring in guests, even though he could have said, well, God takes care of people. And we learn from there that even though God basically takes care of the needs of everyone, when someone comes into my domain, then I'm responsible. God wants me to take care of that person specifically. That's why Hachnosos Orchim is greater than receiving God's presence, because by receiving God's presence, I come to the realization that I am in God's domain. However, when I take care of other people who depend on me, then I'm being like God. It's more important to be like God than just to recognize God. And therefore, Hachnosos Orchim is like making a sacrifice. It's making sacrifices promote God's will in the world, even though God has that will anyway, but he wants us to be dynamic in creating his will. Similarly, even though God takes care of the entire world, he wants us to take care of people also and to serve their needs by receiving guests. Therefore, the Gemara in Kedushin says that there was a maisa with Reb Elezer, that they went to the wedding of the son of Rabban Gamliel, and Rabban Gamliel stood and served them. And they said, is this proper that Rabban Gamliel, the Nasi, should stand and serve us? So they were answered that we have something greater. Avram Avinu served who he thought were Arabs. And Reb Tzadik says even more than that. God himself makes the wind blow and brings the rain. He serves into the, all of humanity. Could there be a greater person serving a lesser person than God serving humanity? And the Medrash Tanchuma says a similar thing, that Avraham Avinu, after he received his guests and they would thank him and want to give him a bracha for what he did to them, he said, why don't you give a bracha to the Balabayas, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, who feeds and gives sustenance to everyone. So you see that taking care of guests is following in the ways of God, that even though God takes care of everything, when someone comes into my domain, I have to take care of him also. I take over God's role. And that's the whole idea of Levaya. After you receive guests and they're ready to leave, you have to escort them. Because it's as if you're putting them back, you're escorting them out of your domain back into God's domain, or into the domain of someone else who will take care of them. And that's the whole idea why the escorting is considered a protection, because I'm returning the person into God's domain. And that's why the amount of escorting is either the minimum 4 amos, or past the Tchum Shabbos, where I'm allowed to walk on Shabbos, or outside the city. All these things represent the domain of the person who received the guest and going out of his domain. That also explains why the Truma Sadeshin says that Hachnosos Orchim is only for people who come from outside the city. But if someone invites his friend and neighbor to eat by him, that's not called the mitzvah of hachnosas orchim, and the suda is only a suda's rishus. And the idea being that only someone who went out of his rishus and came into my domain, went out of his domain, am I responsible for it. Somebody who's still in his own domain is in God's domain, and therefore that's not the idea of receiving guests. However, the Sefer HaChaim says that hachnosas orchim even applies to someone who I invite for a meal, because in essence he's still coming into my domain, even though he could have remained in his own domain. And therefore, if I invite somebody for a meal that would not have a meal on his own, his house burnt down or whatever, even though he's my neighbor, and I invite him for a meal, or he's sick or whatever, and couldn't prepare his own meal, then that surely is the mitzvah of hachnosas orchim. And therefore, since hachnosas orchim is that man does in the place of what God normally does, therefore, without Avraham Avinu, I wouldn't know that one has to take God's place. I would say that there's no mitzvah of doing what God does anyway. And therefore, the entire idea of hachnosas orchim starts when a person comes into my domain, and I don't go to him, he comes to me. And even though Avraham ran after the guests, that's only after they came to him and passed by him. However, sickness is something that we caused. It's not something that God does regularly, because without the sin of other Marishim, there wouldn't have been death in the world, there wouldn't have been this partial death of sickness. And the purpose of sickness, just like the purpose of death, is to give one an understanding of the importance of life, that one should know that life is not guaranteed, it's vulnerable, it's short, and therefore has to be appreciated and used properly, and that arouses a person and influences him to get closer to God, who is the source of all life, including eternal life. And therefore, God is found, the presence of God is found by a person who's sick, because the sickness is something that's ma'orer him to have a connection to God, who's the source of all life. And that's why Hashem is, in essence, a somech noflim v'rofei cholim u'matir asurim. And really, God is doing what we're responsible to do. We caused sickness, so we're the ones who should take care of it. And yet God takes over and does what we're supposed to be doing. And therefore, healing from sickness is like Tchias HaMeisim. And that's one of the proofs to Tchias HaMeisim. Just like God heals wounds, heals the sick, so too he will revive the dead. And that's why the whole idea of Bikur Cholim is going to the person who is sick to see him and to understand the vulnerability of life and how important it is for one to realize that life is something that is not guaranteed and something that is short and therefore should be appreciated in order to be able to go on from this world, this life, this temporal life, to eternal life. And therefore the whole idea of halicha, Bikur Cholim, is to walk, to be inspired, to be aroused towards a greater goal. And this sickness being considered like death is not as a punishment only, because we learn it from the sickness that came after Avraham Avinu's Bris Milah. It wasn't a punishment. It was a concept of a serious nefesh. A person has to be willing to give up his temporal life for real life, the life of eternity. And therefore, whether the sickness is a punishment or something that results in something negative or something from a mitzvah, sickness is a reason for a person to appreciate eternal life. And therefore, a person, when he goes for Bikur Cholim, has to worry about the life of the person who is sick and serve him, take care of his needs, daven for him, and speak to him in a way that helps to make his condition better. And that's why the halachos of Bikur Cholim include that one shouldn't go the first 3 days in order not to make the person considered a sick person too early, or he shouldn't go in the early morning or the evening when either the sickness is too great and the person will give up on the other person, or when it seems to be light and he won't really appreciate how sick the person is. All of this, however, is not halachos, they're just good advice, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and if it's important to visit in any of these times, or even the first 3 days, because a person needs that visitor, then you can visit even those times. A man is allowed to visit a woman, and vice versa. He's even allowed to help her, and she's allowed to help him if there's no one else to do it. On the other hand, you shouldn't visit in a situation where it causes the person embarrassment, nor should you visit where it causes the person who is sick undue hardship, because he doesn't want to have people around. He's not up to having people around. And you have to daven for him. If you daven in his presence, then you don't have to mention his name. Out of his presence, you should mention his name, and preferably daven in Hebrew. If you visit someone, you can't visit someone physically. You can only do Bikur Cholim on the telephone if there's no other Eitzah, because the idea of Bikur Cholim is to see the person, to help him out. You can't do that on the telephone. The reward of Bikur Cholim, therefore, is, the Gemara says, protection from the Eitzah Hara, because by visiting a sick person, you are inspired to do tshuva, and you inspire him to do tshuva. Also, it's being saved from suffering, because you save the sick person also from suffering by attending to his needs. People respect you is part of the reward for Bikur Cholim, because you respect the sick person, respect his life by visiting him. Also, another part of the reward is that you will have friends, because you were a friend by visiting this person, and you'll be saved from Gehenna because you saved this person from death and from being involved in temporal life, which is Gehenna. And therefore we learn from Hashem, who visited Avraham Avinu, the idea of Bikur Cholim, because the whole idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the person to remain sick. He wants him to be well. But if the sickness is necessary, and it's something that will arouse and inspire the person, part of the Mesiris Nefesh of his mitzvah, then God visits him to show us that we have to go out of our way to visit someone who is sick in order that we should be inspired and that he should be inspired and the situation should change. And therefore, Hachnosis Orchim is something that Avraham Avinu was Mechadish, that human beings have to do it. That's the Chiddush. And Bikur Cholim, the Chiddush is that God does it. And therefore, Bikur Cholim we learn from what God did, and Hachnasas Orchim we learn from what Avraham Avinu did.